Welcome to the Sleep as a Skill podcast. My name is Molly McLaughlin, and I own a company that optimizes sleep through technology, accountability, and behavioral change. Each week, I'll be interviewing world-class experts ranging from doctors, innovators, and thought leaders to give actionable tips and strategies that you can implement to become a more skillful sleeper. Let's jump into your dose of practical sleep training. Welcome to the Sleep as a Skill podcast. My guest today is Scott Donnell, and he is the creator of Happy, spelled H-A-P-B-E-E. And Happy had caught my attention a while back, around last year, and was quite intrigued by some of the fans of the product and the testimonials. And because, you know, I see a lot of these things coming my way, and yet there are definitely times when I will receive them and I put them on and just does not seem to do a whole heck of a lot, and certainly doesn't warrant a lot of money to invest, you know, from as a consumer perspective. So having said that, with the accolades that I was hearing with Happy, I was very curious to get them on the show and learn more. Actually, right after this recording, I'm going to be opening up the Happy that they sent over to test out. So stay tuned to hear my review and take on it. So I'm excited for that. But I am excited for you guys to hear the whole backstory around this product. And as Scott put it on the episode, he aims for this to be the Netflix of emotions. So being able to kind of point to any emotion that you would like to have. And certainly, you know, since it's called the Sleep as a Skill podcast, one of the emotions that we would be pointing to is the ability to relax, calm, and fall asleep, and also stay asleep. So we'll also hear more about just not even just this product, but some of the vision that they have for future products still to come. And they've got a lot of money behind the research on this product and years backing it. So a lot of hype around this, and I can't wait to test it out myself after all of it. And I'm excited to hear for any of you that have tried it, what your take is, and, you know, to hear more of how it has hopefully improved your, certainly your emotional regulation, but also your sleep. That's our goal here, right? Okay, so a little bit about our guest, Scott Donnell. He is a serial entrepreneur who has dedicated his life to both physical and mental health. He is the founder of Apex Leadership Company, a fitness and fundraising programs for schools. Apex has raised $75 million for schools and now has 115 franchisees and 3 million customers. More recently, Scott has joined the biotech world as the CEO of Happy. Happy specializes in an ultra-low frequencies, and with its patented technology, it can record small magnetic fields from chemical solutions. With the use of a wearable device, Happy can deliver dozens of safe, comfortable feelings to your body at the click of a button. You can feel alert, calm, relaxed, sleepy, or focused, to name a few. The Happy products will hit the market in March at the time of this recording, and it has the potential to be what Dan Sullivan calls, quote, the next consumer-generated revolution. In his work, Scott has partnered or collaborated with many other world-class experts in the frequency and energy space. Today, he is here to share some incredible secrets about the world of frequencies and how it can change the way you see the world, your body, and the future. A couple testimonials that I thought were sort of interesting. Dave Asprey, my first sale, has done wonders for my daughter. I am truly impressed with what this is doing for the mindset, the hearts, and the development of children. And then as Dan Sullivan puts it, founder of Strategic Coach, you're really changing the world here. And the best analogy I have for it is electricity. So a couple interesting perspectives on Scott's work, and I think you're going to really enjoy this conversation, and I would love to hear any feedback that you might have. You can always reach me at sleepisaskill.com. We have a little bot that pops up right on there if you have any questions or kind of thoughts on the podcast. And also my email is always open to you all, Molly, M-O-L-L-I-E, at sleepisaskill.com. Without further ado, let's hop into the episode. Now, before we get into the podcast, I do want to take a quick minute to give a shout out to our sponsor, BetterHelp, or as I like to call it, a therapist in your pocket. It's the exact app that I used when I was going through my really challenging period of insomnia while traveling overseas. And the ability to maintain a consistent therapist in real life was just really not an option for me since we were jumping around from country to country. So the ability to, with using my phone, have video calls weekly with my therapist, I was paired with I connected with a great therapist right off the bat, but I do know other people who have been able to kind of shop around with some of the therapists on that app until they find a great fit for them. And in between those calls, one of the things that I found was really helpful is that you can also send voice notes, text messages, images in between that, you know, longer weekly video call so that you do have this really very real ongoing connection and support that I certainly, at least in my experience, hadn't felt with real life therapists that I had used in the past. And also the pricing structure is much more competitive than a lot of the real life therapists that you can come into contact with. So I found it to be a lot of benefits. I recommend it to a lot of people that are just kind of going through struggles in their life or just simply want to be able to up level and bring in that level of reflection and awareness into their life about what's both working and not working. And you can certainly cancel at any time. And for our sleepy community, the BetterHelp company has hooked us up with 10% off. If you go to betterhelp.com/sleepisaskill, again, betterhelp.com/sleepisaskill. And welcome to the Sleep is a Skill podcast. My guest today is Scott. Scott, I am so grateful that you've taken the time to be here today. You are a busy man. You are changing lives. You are launching companies for kids and doing all kinds of things. We'll provide context for that. But you're such a maverick. And the fact that you've taken the time to be here, I really appreciate. So thank you, thank you, thank you.
Absolutely. Best way to spend a Friday afternoon. Good to meet you. It'll be fun.
Awesome. I can already tell this is going to be a great conversation. And so I think that the best place to start with you is because it sounds like you've got a lot of cool things that you've already created and then more on the forefront. So if we could just hear a little bit of a background from you as it relates to sleep. So pulling that in. So, you know, how you've created, certainly Happy, we're going to do a focus in on that for sure. And it's kind of relationship to sleep and understanding of your passion for why you decided to take things on and create this company.
Yeah, that's a great question. So for me, I'm a serial entrepreneur. I love solving problems for a profit. I am unemployable, as most of us entrepreneurs are. And I have more energy than you can imagine. And my sleep traditionally has been really wrecked from a wide variety of things, whether it's being an entrepreneur whose mind can't stop racing, which has definitely been me for 10 years, 12 years now, to having three young kids under five. That is, the last 2 days, we've had two of our three kids got sick, like food poisoning or something, and they were puking half the night. And so we're up, we're on edge, we're not sleeping. We probably got 3 hours of sleep. 2 hours of sleep one night and three and a half more the other. I mean, it was like terrible. And it's the stomach achy feeling. And, you know, my Oura Ring stats are in the 30s and 40s from my sleep tracking.
No.
So I literally had to put this Happy to, you know, our product under my pillow just to knock me out right away. Cause it basically gives us the frequency of sleep aids.
Sure.
And plays that onto your brain and you start, you know, it basically shuts you down after a few minutes. You don't have to ingest anything. So it's been saving my life because we only get a little bit of a window to go to sleep. And that's been huge for me. That's why I created the darn product. There's a lot of reasons for it, but if people need something right away and they don't want to take pills or, you know, inject things or smoke things or drink things that might hurt them even, right?
Right.
That's the answer for this. So this Happy product has been 18 years in the labs, $80 million of tech, 35 patents. Basically to help people change their state on command at the click of a button. So I am a problem solver. And so when I saw this opportunity 2 years ago is when we launched, I just said, man, I got to bring this to the world. My other companies, I brought in an executive team to lead them and I launched this with another team and here we are.
Wow. What was that? 35 patents? Is that what you said?
Yeah. So Happy. I'll just give the 30 seconds.
Yeah. Thank you. That was my next question. Perfect.
So this is Happy. It's around my neck. If you can see it, it's a, I'm playing the focus signal right now. It is basically, it hones you in. It's a little bit of a buzz. It's a nice buzz. It's like having a, actually, you know, people don't really, we call it the smoke-free break because there's no smoke or anything like that, but it gives the effect of like nicotine receptors and giving you certain a certain sensation, like you almost had a cigar or something. Okay. Mm-hmm. But it's, people love it for focus. It's one of our top signals. People play it all day with alert, which comes from coffee.
Sure.
Okay. So it's like back and forth and back and forth. But this technology is called ultra low frequency technology. About 18 years ago, our founders of the parent company, Emulate Therapeutics up in Seattle, they had this crazy idea. What if drugs have a frequency? And it sounds nuts, I know, but it's not nuts when you start thinking about non-covalent bonds in your body. When you take ibuprofen, there's no covalent bond there. It's not like a chemical bond to the receptor sites of your cells. It's a non-covalent bond, which is a non-chemical bond. It's an exchange of electrons, a charge, a frequency. It's a sound, if you will. It's a vibration. It's a very specific one. And so what these guys created at our parent company was a way to listen in at the subatomic level of drugs and figure out how to turn into a frequency that changes somebody's state or their biology. That is the incredible power behind this technology. In fact, the first thing they did, and they used this naval technology called magnetometers. And the Navy uses these things to like listen for where the nuclear subs are. It's like the world's most powerful frequency recording devices. And they took a few of those, bought them. They didn't take them. They bought them and they adapted them to listen in at what certain molecules sound like when they hit your body. And so that's what created this technology. The first thing they did was cancer treatment. They got a signal for chemotherapy, Taxol, and they've been working with the FDA for over 12 years now. They're about to do pivotals, amazing results. And I invested over 10 years ago, maybe almost 12 years ago now, actually, to help them. I was like, wow, you guys are helping people with tumors and cancer? I'm in. Here you go. And so 2 years ago, finally, the board said, let's try to do something in the consumer space. And I said, yep, I have the model. Let's do it. So we licensed that tech and created Happy. So there you go. This is like sleepy, alert, focus, calm, and happy. Those are like the first six signals that come from certain compounds. And they give you the effect on command through the app at the click of a button. So that's our tech.
Wow. Okay. Because I appreciate you giving a bit of the backstory, because for those of us who have been maybe struggling with sleep at different points, I don't know if you know my story, but you know, I had gone through a whole period of insomnia that really changed my whole life. And then thankfully, by going down the rabbit hole and discovering what it would take to kind of restore my sleep, then on the other side of it has now been sleep that I never thought was possible for me, certainly, and consistently. And yet then also then even when getting to that level, then, okay, how can we further optimize this? And so for some of these people that are also in that conversation or just struggling for sleep in general, there's a lot of products and tech on the market. Oh my goodness, it is crazy. So is there a way you can, like, I know you already parsed out a bit, but how does this set itself apart from some of the other tech on the market that's like, oh, you got this frequency and this is going to be a, you know, it's going to impact your HRV and this is going to do that and da-da-da-da. I know this is like a big question, sweeping question, but could you just, kind of isolate a few of the reasons why this is really out of the box?
Yeah. So I'll start by saying this. There's a lot of like direct stim out there, PEMF, TES, all these things that play electricity or frequencies or magnetic fields onto your body. And I'm not knocking any of them. A lot of them can help people. Some of them are snake oil, but there are good ones out there. With our technology, our goal is to emulate the effect of certain compounds that you might ingest. So if you take a sleep aid, you might be groggy in the morning. You might have a stomach ache. You might not be. You might be okay. You might have toxicological issues or, you know, dietary issues or metabolic problems. If we could deliver the effect of a sleep aid through a signal that comes from a sleep aid, it is a massive win for you and your body, okay? And so that's what we created. It was these very, very precise fields that came in the labs. This is why there's 35 patents, okay, and $80 million, and it took them, you know, 15 years to figure this stuff out. In fact, the guy who led the team to invent Cialis is our chief scientist.
So there's a dozen PhDs and doctors, some of the most well-known. Dr. Victor Levine is one of the main people involved, like some of the top people in the world. Gerald Pollack helped us. There's a lot of people that are involved in this technology over the years to take it to where it is today. But if you can get a, it's one thing to get a 375 hertz signal played onto your body, okay? That's like carpet bombing your body. And hopefully maybe it like rubs your cells the right way and you vibrate yourself to sleep. Okay, I don't know. You know, it's like putting a quarter in the massage bed and then going to sleep. This has 24 million bits of information. And the goal of this is to change the shape of the protein receptors on your cell, just like a sleep aid. Not just like, but similar to a sleep aid. And if you turn it off, there's nothing in your body. And so it dissipates. And so there's none of the digestive issues or the grogginess afterwards. People are back to base in a half hour here. And so this wasn't really built, I got to be honest, this didn't start as a sleep product, right? Because there's four main ways people use this tech. They use it for alert energy in the morning. They use it during the workday for productivity. They use it for calm and relaxation and de-stressing through it after work or throughout the day, and then for sleep. I thought people were just going to wear it around their neck to get ready for bed for a half hour, which a lot of people do. And we have thousands and thousands of people using this now. And we just launched it to the world like 8 months ago. So that's why people haven't heard of it yet. But then Dave Asprey, who's probably a mutual friend of ours, he's one of our main partners and advisors. He was the first one to try one of these signals with me and fell in love with it immediately. He's like, oh my gosh, the world has to see this. And so he put it under his pillow because he didn't want to wear it around his neck. He put it on max time, 4 hours, threw it under his pillow. And the light can turn off, by the way. You just turn it off in the app.
Oh, I'm glad you said that. Good.
Yeah. You put it under your pillow and you press play. And what it does is it gives you these exact precise frequencies that come from you and what you would get in your body if you ingested a sleep aid. Can't tell you exactly which sleep aids because it's all under confidential NDA, but just know that it's the good kind. And within a few minutes, some people it's 1-2 minutes, some people it's 10, 20 minutes, they start to get like heavy eyes, yawning, like their shoulders drop. They get tired and they're ready for sleep. And if you're already in bed, it just drifts you off. It's a sleep regulator. And so people are hitting their deep REM 20% faster throughout the night based on their Oura Ring stats. Their sleep goals are going up 15 to 20 bits. We've got 100 people going through a sleep study right now as we speak for Happy because of all of the interest in sleep. Because we did our blinded tests. We did our blinded placebo-controlled test. Can you tell if it's on or off if we're tricking you? Can you tell if it's alert or sleep if we're tricking you? And it was like almost 100% accurate. Okay, so we did really well there. Tested on mice. We've got 400,000 hours of safety play. We even checked tissue and organ sample. Like, we're good. But now people are starting to see it, and sleep is the top response. It's our number one use signal. People fall in love with it. And so my thought is, why try to ingest things that might hurt you?
Yes.
Why not have good rhythms, have good meditative rhythms, good diet throughout the day, and a lot of other things that we're probably going to get into that help you have a good sleep rhythm.
Yes.
And then let this drift you off and almost shut your mind down. This kind of does that. It shuts your minds down. It makes you tired and ready to go. Like, so anyway, that's the tech.
Wow. Well, you're getting me excited. I showed you before we started recording my little growing sleep tower of different tech to start testing out. And yours is on the top of the list to dive into probably tonight after this conversation. So
Do it.
Yeah, exactly. Got to check the Oura Ring. My problem is that I'm often putting in too many variables to do my own little N=1, you know, element of seeing the shifts per se. But I'm going to make a conscious effort to not do too much differently for the next 14 days or so, at least to see a little take on that area. So one, I would also then want to check in further because I love what you're saying too about your ability to then begin to notice what people are gravitating towards the most. And it sounds like sleep has been the chosen, you know, or the top. What's the second one? Do you know?
Focus.
Got it.
Productivity is huge. So there's kind of a couple camps of people. Now, I have to educate real quick.
Yes, please.
The mission of this product is to be the Netflix of feelings. This is why we're $100 million public company already in Canada in just a couple years and exploding fast.
Wow.
This is like when Steve Jobs said there's 1,000 songs in your pocket. That's what took Apple off like a rocket.
Of course, yeah.
This is a thousand. This is 1,000 feelings around your neck. This is the idea. Now, it's not going to be the only form factor, right? Like we were talking before we started, we want to put this technology. This is just a copper coil that delivers a very powerful, precise field to you. And it's subtle too. It's not like knocks you out like an electric chair.
Right.
It takes 10 to 20 minutes the first couple times. Like, you know, you do it. So what I would recommend is do 30 minutes of sleepy.
Okay.
And then do 30 minutes of alert and then go back to sleepy. And then you will clearly see the change.
Oh, and smart. And then
you'll build the neural pathways to be able to understand what's going on, right?
Right.
95% of our people who use this feel it and enjoy it. 5% are like, I don't know what's going on, right? They don't feel anything below their neck anyway. So those people, we give a refund or we help get them coaching and then they're mostly okay.
Right.
But yeah, I would do sleepy 30 minutes, then go to alert, then go back to sleepy before bed just to see. Once you get the feeling, you're like, oh, yep, okay, cool. Then you trust it, right?
Yeah.
Because otherwise people go, if I just play it for a few minutes here and there, everyone goes, was that what I ate? Is it because I'm in a good mood? Is it because I had that coffee? You know, everyone does that. But you just try the polar opposites until you realize, oh yeah, wow, it's been 3 minutes and I'm like, I'm here. I'm like super alert right now, or I am groggy, right? I'm tired. I'm ready for sleep. So we are not going to have this be the only form factor. We just publicly disclosed a few weeks ago that we're working on a sleep form factor right now to go on your mattress. And imagine, this is so cool. Imagine having this times four, one for your head region, one for your chest, one for your midsection, one for your legs. And we can play signals that are strong signals for sleep that are like a sleep trigger. Then the playlist, literally it's a playlist that's connected to your phone. Like here's our playlist that people choose for feelings. God. Imagine being able to get a strong sleep trigger while you're going to bed. And then it moves to more of a sleep regulator, okay, throughout the night. And potentially we have a digestive signal we're working on. Because if you really understand our technology, we're working on things related to diet, you know, hunger suppression, performance, blood flow. For couples, brain and memory, motion, okay? People are get motion sick, where there's so many things that are in the, there's 18 more signals in the labs. This is like the Netflix of feelings here. We keep launching it to our members in the app every few months. And so imagine having a sleep trigger and then a regulator throughout the night every 90 minutes based on your circadian rhythm, and then an alert signal 10 minutes before you wake up in the morning. Mm. So it gives you the effect of a couple cups of coffee because that's what our alert signal does. Imagine sleeping on a very, very comfortable mat like that. Okay. And it's inaudible. You don't hear anything.
Right.
That would be the most like, that's like sleep fitness to me. That's like, that's literally like sleep workouts to get the best night's sleep you could possibly get.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that because, you know, some people listening can really resonate with that, want to be able to turn off their mind before bed. And then for those people with difficulty with sleep onset, that can be really, really exciting. And there's some people likely listening that are like, well, I don't have a problem with falling asleep. It's the staying asleep. And so with that one, I guess, for the staying asleep is with the current happy, the current model, if you put it under the pillow, will that still help with the staying asleep? So minimizing wake ups. And then secondly, presumably then the mattress topper would be amazing for that.
Yeah. So, and I would say this, like this is kind of the everyday use. Families like to use this and share this. We have a monthly member model. Like our members, it's like $19 a month for the entire family to use all the different products.
Also like Netflix. Okay?
That's the point.
Yeah,
Netflix,
exactly. Right? I love it.
And so you can use all these signals unlimited. And that's what people like to do as like a family. Even if it's one person, it's the price of like 2-3 cups of coffee at Starbucks. Right. Okay. It's a heck of a deal. Especially when you realize our average people are using it like hours a day. Mm-hmm. Our top members are using 15 hours a day.
Wow.
Dan Sullivan, the coach of strategic coach, like the king of kings.
The
like
king
coaches,
of kings. Yeah, the king of coaching.
He's my personal coach. He uses this over 15 to 16 hours a day. And it's fantastic results for him. He tells everybody about it.
Wow.
So, yeah. So
yeah, you've got some wild testimonials. It's amazing.
Yeah. We've got, you know, Jim Quick, the brain coach.
Yep.
Who struggles with insomnia, by the way.
Yes.
Dave Asprey loves this. Joe Polish, the Mr. Market King. Kevin Harrington's on our team now, the advisory team. We're just starting to get out there to the world and we're really excited about the people that are jumping on board. We just sent one to Tony Robbins. He got like the only XL size we ever made.
Oh,
such a big guy.
He is.
Anyways,
the giant within. Yes.
Yeah. So right now you can only play the product for 4 hours at a time.
Okay.
Very soon we're going to change it to where you can play the sleep signal throughout the night and it will pulse. So if you are ending your first 90 minute session of like deep REM or something, we can start to play the next signal to help you ease into the next faster. We do have a lot of people who put this on their bedside or under their pillow. And all they do, if they wake up in the middle of the night, they click re-go. So they just re-up for the next 4 hours and it puts them right back to sleep. And it's way better than going and having to take a pill,
right,
or going and having to do supplements or going and doing something. It's, yes, just a lean over and a re-up. That will be fixed hopefully here in the next couple months. But that is a very easy thing to do for someone who is awake and needs another habit replacement to get them to go back to sleep.
Mm.
I use that simple trick all the time. And so it's just a quick re-up, you know, click for folks, and then they do another 4 hours. So that's my best advice for someone who wakes up at 2-3 in the morning and they get stuck.
So as you were sharing all that, you know, and kind of pointing to some of the habits for people of, you know, wearing it 12, 15, whatever crazy number of hours, like they're just, it's really, really working for them. For those that might be listening to, well, is this safe? Is this natural? Is this okay? I know you mentioned something about safety play. I think you had worded it. Yeah. If you could share more about that.
So the science is incredible. I mean, this is 35 patents, $80 million into this. They're really building like the future of mental wellness and the sleep and productivity and energy without having to ingest harmful substances. It's,
right,
when you really think about what this is going to do, it's awesome. But they're all doctors. So first, do no harm is like the motto of our business.
Mm.
And so this is why it's taken so long. Everything goes through testing and protocols, mm-hmm, and animal testing and pathology workups and anecdotal testing and then blind placebo-controlled testing. And then we go to the market, okay? So we have 400,000 hours of playtime and zero serious adverse events, okay? Mm-hmm. Nothing more than a couple people wearing it who are very sensitive and it's too strong and they're like, I need to take it off because I might get a headache.
Mm.
Like some people, they wear, I can wear it for hours and hours without getting any, but some people are so sensitive to this stuff, they only need it for like a minute, like 2 minutes. And then they're like, I'm good. I'm like alert. I'm like relaxed. Like we have one that's a muscle relaxant, you know, it's basically helps with muscles and aches and soreness. That's the relaxed signal. People love it on hikes or on a flight, or, you know, I use it when I'm sitting for too long in a chair. Those people absolutely, they enjoy it and like all day, every day, but it's safe. You know, like it's not putting anything negative and harmful in your body. Okay. So that's the safety that I think you were talking about. Oh,
yes.
I forgot. Mm-hmm. This is 1/30,000th of what your phone puts off in terms of
very,
like,
important point. Yes.
Yeah. In terms
and how
of
many,
like,
people are sleeping with that under their pillow? Quite a bit.
Right. I never put this in my pocket.
Yes.
I try to talk on speakerphone at a distance.
Good.
This is 5G pings like satellites all over the globe, and it's 500 megahertz. It's a lot. Okay. This is DC to 22 kilohertz. It's 1/30,000th of whatever's being thrown off of that phone.
Wow.
And this is so precise that it's affecting you positively at a cellular level. So this is what's in, this isn't what Dave Asprey has a great blog post about good versus bad EMF,
mm-hmm,
right? There's bad EMF out there, like, you know, radiating. It's non-ionizing, but still it's like carpet bomb.
Yeah.
And it's coming out of everywhere. But guess what? Your brain throws off EMF. Your heart, mm-hmm, throws off EMF. There is good EMF. Okay.
Yes.
This is in that space. It supports health. It supports balance. It supports alertness and sleep and focus and relaxation. Like, this is good for your brain. So that's what I want to tell people, is like, if you're worried about safety, we've got 400,000 hours of play. We've done all the tests. And there are thousands and thousands and thousands of people right now using the product and enjoying it. So try it out. You know, I think we actually have happy.com/sleep-is-a-skill, right? Is the link. There's a link for everybody who wants one. It's HAPBEE.com. Our name's weird. Sorry. HAPBEE.com/sleep-is-a-skill. We'll give you guys the top discount on the site. It's like $80 or $50, $100. I don't remember.
It's Awesome. Very cool. Right. Well, so one, I'm so glad you did the kind of comparison because that really illustrates so well the difference there. So one, amazing. And thank you for parsing out the difference between both good and bad EMFs. Sometimes you're just blanket, oh, EMFs, you know, bad, want to avoid. And yet you're making that very important distinction that it's not quite so binary. So at the same time, stress. So this ability to help conquer stress throughout the day. So much of, you know, some of the people that are dealing with their sleep disturbances, it's, you know, not as if it's exist in a vacuum. It's throughout the whole course of the day. They're just in a sympathetic response. So one, this would be something that you could utilize throughout the day to combat that. And two, I know I'll get questions around HRV and if this could make a difference with that, with the readouts of HRV. And if you have any thoughts on either of those.
Yeah. So our goal is to try to give people control of their state all day long at the touch of a button, right? I mean, people turn to alcohol and cigarettes and weed, yes, and caffeine and sugar and all these other things for an altered state all the time.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not knocking anything, by the way. I love a good Manhattan.
Yes.
I'm not a coffee drinker, but I like cigars. I'm sorry. They remind me of Winston Churchill and my dad. Okay. So I like a good cigar every once in a while. So I'm not knocking these things. Okay. But too much of anything like that is bad for you. And even a little bit of some things. I mean, when you drink too any alcohol, it's formaldehyde coming out of your liver. That's the byproduct. Mm. So let's not be stupid here. If you have any drink after 3 or 4 p.m., it's going to affect your sleep.
Yeah.
Okay. Period. And it's mostly because of the digestive and metabolic side effects of what's coming out of your liver and your body.
Right.
Okay. It's bad for your cells. So you just got to be really careful. Do it in, you know, everything in moderation. Very moderate, in my opinion. But anyway, I got off on a tangent about cigars and
HRV, yes, and stress.
I gotta put my focus signal back on. Jeez, yeah.
Well, I have a tendency of asking like 5 questions in one question, yeah. So you're doing great.
So people use this throughout the day for relaxation, for focus, for energy, for productivity. So we have like a ton of like military vets who just need to de-stress. PTSD, yeah, and whatnot. We don't cure PTSD. I can't make any medical claims because we haven't gone through 4 years of FDA for it. But tons of veterans are using this. In fact, we just partnered with 2 large nonprofit veteran groups to give them a massive discount on this to help with de-stress. So they play the relax signal, the calm signal too. The calm signal is neck up. This is like an anti-anxiety kind of thing. The relax signal is for your muscles, neck down. Okay, so that's the difference between those in our world. They come from different compounds. And so people use this to regulate de-stressing throughout the day. And then at night, they're more prepared for a good night's sleep. And then when you use the sleepy signal, the combo, like the 1-2 punch is perfect. And so HRV, we have seen a good response in the Oura Ring, but that's partly why we're doing the 100-person study right now. We have seen some very good initial response, but that's why we want to get way more of this, like a science protocol study. Everyone has to follow the exact rules. There's other people helping us do it outside. So I'm very encouraged by what's going to happen there, what I've already seen. But yes, like HRV from some of the anecdotal work we've seen and myself, you know, it does support strong HRV.
Wow, really cool. Okay, so I know you briefly had touched on what you see coming in the future. So just wanted to give you an opportunity to kind of share more about your kind of vision for what this could look like. I know you alluded to kind of the Netflix of our emotions. And, you know, for people that are listening, this could be certainly exciting from multiple angles because multiple people have different reasons that their sleep is not working. And sometimes pain is an element of that, you know, that overthinking or those wake-ups or the food, you know, they're eating at the wrong times. And so appetite suppression. So there's a lot of things that obviously overall health and well-being would be aided, but in this conversation that could help with sleep. So giving you the stage to share a bit more about what you see this looking like in the future.
Yeah. So, you know, sleep is one of our core goals for this. But, you know, think about it this way. If you went through your day with way less stress, right? Because instead of gutting the stress and having the issues in the tissues, you ever heard of that? The issues are in the tissues.
Well said.
People carry their stress and they carry it for a long time. And it doesn't always get out with a good night's sleep either. I mean, that's why you go to a counselor. It's called trauma. So if you can go through your day way more productive, right? If you can go through your day with a lot less stress if you can go through your day without the aches and the soreness with our relaxed signal, and you have support with good exercise and diet, right? We even have a diet suppressant that we're working on in the labs, hunger suppression. We think that that alone will give you a better night's sleep. Just regulating your day better prepares you for a better night's sleep. Okay. Yeah, sleep environment is a whole nother category that we haven't even talked about. But if you can, our goal is to prepare you well for a good night's sleep. And then with our sleep regulator and our signal for that, we can throw you into that deep REM so much faster. And that to us is a huge win for people throughout the night. So in our thought, it's sort of a holistic approach. I don't want to sell anyone. I'm not here to really sell anyone anything. I'm just sharing the vision of what we think can make people's lives significantly better. And we're already starting to see it with people. I mean, people either love us or they hate us. Mm. And they're like, there's no way this is possible. This is crazy. They'll never give it a shot. So they hate us because they're like, this is crazy. Or they try it and then they get the response and they're like, wow. I just got off the phone with a functional medicine practitioner a few minutes ago on Zoom. And she said she and her husband are passing this thing off left and right all day, every day.
Really?
Yep. And she is the one who struggles with sleep. So she uses it at night for sleep. But he's the one who needs to use focus for several hours in the late morning because he gets like that late morning groggy sort of, he needs that focus. And so they just pass it back and forth all day long. So for my thinking is, let's try to get you the right pace of life to keep you in the right state as much as possible throughout the day to keep you balanced, because that'll prepare you for a really good night's sleep. And then we'll give you good signals to get a good night's sleep.
Wow. Really cool. And then for those people, because I know you said that there can be the love or the not love. And so what does it look like? You know, so someone says, all right, this is interesting. I'm going to test it out. And then you had mentioned for the people that just, you know, it's not clicking, that there is that ability to return it. What is that whole process? And how long do you recommend to kind of like test it out thoroughly to really get that sense and like the impact of it?
Yeah, we have a money back guarantee. We don't want anyone to be annoyed by the product and be frustrated with us. So we're like, hey, we'll send you a Starbucks gift card apology and give you all your money back. And plus, we need your product because I can't make enough right now. So I'd rather get your product back and give it to somebody else who really can appreciate it.
Right.
And so, you know, we actually love returns in a way. I mean, it's I don't want anyone who doesn't like it to not have it. So really, there's no risk trying it out. But you asked about the skeptics, or you asked about like, okay, so the reason why people can be skeptical before they try it is because it is revolutionary. No one's ever done this before. That's why there's all these patents. And if you're a chemist, for instance, a food chemist who studies the lock and key model, the enzyme substrate model for how protein receptors change shape in the cells, you're never going to understand a non-covalent bond fully, right? So people, even the scientists world, they're like, okay, this is a new way of thinking because the technology has never been advanced this far to see how this stuff is actually happening. We're proving out the string theory here. All things are connected at a subatomic level through frequency, through sound. Okay. That's okay. You are made up of cells. Inside your cells is DNA. Inside your DNA is atoms. And in the atoms is electrons, protons and neutrons. You are made up of a bunch of energy. That's it. At the end of the day, it's just energy. And so it's how our bodies communicate. It's how our cells communicate. It's how our organs and neurons fire. It's how everything connects. Okay. We're just taking it one step further and helping you feel the effects that you'd want to feel without having to ingest things or take things that might hurt you.
Wow. That's helpful. Well, that is so well said. Thank you so much for kind of parsing that out. And certainly one of our aims too is to provide as many resources and avenues for people to really deal with difficulties with their sleep in a natural way that doesn't have them going down the route of hypnotics or benzodiazepines, or because what we know is just that there's just so much that brings about that we want to avoid at all costs.
Yeah. We just had someone come to us last week and do a testimonial who was addicted to benzos for like years because of
a
surgery.
Small thing. Oh my God.
No, it's the same thing that Jordan Peterson had. If people know who Jordan Peterson is, he's a mutual friend in my network, but this isn't Jordan. This is another guy.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
He basically had a surgery and for 27 months. They gave him way too much benzos. It's supposed to be 10 days. They gave it to him for 3 months and he was hooked and it was a nightmare. He's an entrepreneur. He's a counselor. We have this on our, you can check our YouTube out for this. His name's Jim. You can go watch this 5-minute testimonial. It was unbelievable. He said his doctor told him about Happy and gave him, and he bought a Happy and he's been using it over 10 to 12 hours a day because it helps him get off of benzos. And it's the only thing that got him off of benzos to get out of bed in the morning and actually function. And so he is like, and there's no side effects for me. I love this thing. I use multiple signals every day, probably three to four. And he said, this has been my saving grace. So I'm a big fan of what you just said. Like, people don't realize what can get you down and knock you out for a long, long time. And those are not just, we're not talking about one bad night of sleep.
No.
We're talking about a decade of your life erased.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
So I really want to urge people, like, consider the alternatives first, please,
yes,
that are much more in the wellness space rather than, I mean, even taking a prescription drug from someone. Like, you got to be really careful there. There's a lot of other alternatives that can help you.
Yes. Oh, thank you. It's a soapbox topic for me for sure. And of course, we're not giving medical advice and all of that, you know,
right,
but at the same time, it is so important to do our research, advocate for ourselves and really know what that path looks like. And it is not an easy road. And many people that come to Sleep as a Skill are at some form of whether or not they're aiming to get off of these drugs or, you know, really struggling as they begin to get off of these drugs. It's just, yeah, it's a big area. So I'm so happy to hear that that could make a difference with that.
That's why we called it Happy.
Now it all comes together.
Oh yeah. And the logo, by the way, the logo's a bee.
Yes.
This is the real reason. Okay. It's a really cool looking bee. All right. So we couldn't afford buying the domain Happy, H-A-P-P-Y.
So you got clever. Yes.
So we got clever with it. But I like the idea that every time someone says Happy, it sounds like Happy and they get happy a little bit.
Yes, you totally do. Exactly. Okay.
It's like Google. It's like saying, ooh, right? And Amazon is amazing. Okay.
Yeah,
so anyway.
Exactly. You must have the Happy vibe on right now. Now you're going to be so excited to try this thing.
I'm going to do it actually. Our happy signal I use usually after 5 p.m. because it's
a circadian nature for you.
No, it's literally like the effect of two shots at a bar.
So that was the only other thing I wanted to say before we shifted gears was that I love this concept of giving yourself a state change that will not result in a hangover or what have you, because so much, I mean, some of these things for sleep optimization are, many of us know, or particularly when we start tracking it, we become very aware of, oh my goodness, look what even just a couple drinks does to my results. And then on the other side of that, to have something like this that could provide a state change and yet not have some of those effects is really exciting. Okay, so a couple of quick questions for you. So since you're so in this domain of wellness, just wanted to get a little bit of a insight into how you're managing your sleep. So my first question would be, what is your nightly sleep routine looking like nowadays?
Okay, I'm laughing because it was great and then we had 3 children.
Yes, so, I'm sure.
You know, and these kids are... We're doing everything we can to cry it out and get good sleep. And, you know,
yes,
but you never know. Like all of a sudden, like I said, the last 2 nights they're up and half the night and my wife's sleeping in one of their rooms. And it's just like, I'm in charge of the newborn and the monitor's going off and I'm a light sleeper. It's like,
oh man. Yes. It's a lot. But relatable. You're sharing something that's really real that people are dealing with.
Yeah. And you know, if anyone has any good tips on with little kids that don't sleep, how do you sleep? I don't know how to do it.
Yeah.
I'm doing my best though. But I would say that my best advice on sleep is you need to know yourself because there is no one size fits all. Okay.
Yeah.
It's also why we have a bunch of different signals. There is no one signal that's perfect for everybody. That's why we want to have the Netflix here.
Right.
But for sleep, it could be that you've got trauma and your mind is spinning and looping that trauma at night. When everything else shuts down and you're ready for bed, your mind goes off. It could be a diet issue, right? Which causes indigestion, a lot of pain in your cells, and you know all this stuff. Okay. So diets might be the problem, right? So you probably should stop the coffee after 2 p.m., watch out for alcohol, don't eat after 5, like that, the diet stuff. It could be exercise.
Have you moved lactic acid out of your body? Have you moved? Have you reset your mitochondria? How's your cellular health with your exercise? Okay. You need to understand what time of day is best for you to exercise based on your circadian rhythm. Some people are early birds. I got to work out at 5 a.m. because it's the best thing for me to start my day. That ruins my day, by the way. If I work out at 8 a.m. or 9 a.m. or even noon sometimes, it actually supports me because I like to wake up in the morning and just go for work because I am like mentally acute. I'm ready to go. I don't need a lot of coffee. I'm just ready.
Yeah.
And I like to knock out the top five things in the first few hours of the day and then get a workout, right? So you have to know yourself, just like with all these other things, you have to think about, you know, and then there are great supplements, right?
Sure.
Like the zinc and the manganese and the whole list. Okay. Yeah. There's even peptides that help now. And there's a lot of things that people can use to supplement that. Okay. The other one is the type of environment, right? Make sure you're away from outlets and EMFs. Get your phone out of the room. Okay. Watch out for blue light. Don't get green lights or alarm lights or outside lights. Make your room as dark as you can possibly make it. And then, you know, the equipment. We kind of fall into the equipment world. Like, but what kind of mattress are you sleeping on? You know, one of my friends is Todd with Chili Sleep. You know, I love that. I love that business.
He's great. Yeah.
You know, and ours is working on helping you with your cellular energy to help you get the best night's sleep you can possibly get. But it could be like the softness or the firmness. It could be the pillow you're using that's making your neck sore. It could be, you know, maybe what side of the bed you're on. So there's all these different types of issues. Okay. Maybe you need a gratitude journal because you have so many things that are scaring you and making you worried and fearful about the day. Am I going to make enough money? Are my kids okay? Is my marriage going to be okay? This problem with my mom, this problem with my sister. Oh my gosh, this big business deal. Those things, we don't call them trauma, but they just, they cause just as much stress. How many times have your listeners woken up at 2 a.m. thinking about something because they never put it to bed? So in my opinion, a gratitude journal to end the day with three things that you are thankful for is a great way to put the day to bed. And always end the day, no matter what happened, even if it was a terrible day in your head, it's not a terrible day. Because in my mind, you're either winning or you're learning. There's no losing in life. You learn. That's a mindset that causes better sleep. Because if you always think that you're behind the eight ball and you're losing, and man, that was a terrible day. Man, that was a stressful day. Man, this will never get fixed. Man, this is a miserable thing. You're going to wake up at 2 and 3 in the morning for hours and spin on that thing. Or you're going to have bad dreams about that thing.
Right.
And it's going to ruin your deep REM and your HRV and your light REM. It's going to ruin everything. So
good. Yes.
There you go. Know yourself and self-diagnose, please, and then tweak and repeat.
I love that. That is awesome. And, you know, all those things that you just shared are all free and things that we can just test ourselves. So I really appreciate all those. Very wise. So my next question would be, what is on your nightstand? Gadgets, supplements, your ambient area, apps, all of that good stuff.
Well, I'm a little biased, but this.
Yes, I figured.
I'm a very minimalist. I have a Whoop. And actually right now I'm like a bionic man, but in general, I'm a minimalist. So my bedstand really doesn't have much. I mean, I've got a couple chargers for things that are way from reach, but
yeah,
maybe a little journal and a Bible and my happy. It's as simple as that.
I love it. Love the minimalism.
Yeah. But I will say right now I am not minimalist because I'm doing this 100-day challenge.
Oh,
I made it up with Dave Asprey and a bunch of other doctor friends of mine.
Amazing.
I had this like semi-mental breakdown when our company went public in October and I was like so stressed, everything broke.
Yes.
Wasn't sleeping, I couldn't focus. And so we put together this 100 days and I'm on like day 70.
Oh.
And starting early January, I was basically saying, okay, let's do 100 days of all the things from my brain, my body, my mind, my environment to get me to be the healthiest I can possibly be. Okay. And I'm interviewing all these people along the way to help me. So I'm learning. That's where I learned about all my issues. And I learned I had celiac disease and a parasite and gut bacteria problems.
Oh my gosh.
And like all these trace nutrients were completely void in my body. So I've been doing like, you know, Oura Ring for sleep tracking every night. I've been tracking Whoop for my recovery score. I have got a constant glucose monitor.
Yes.
Shot into my arm with Levels Health so I can track my metabolic score every day. And I use Happy many, many hours a day because it helps support without having to turn to anything that might be my vice throughout the day, a drink or a cigar or caffeine or something else like that. So I'm not really a minimalist right now, but I'm learning so much about my body and what helps me get go through the day the most healthy. I'm taking 17 pills in the morning. Yeah. And then I'm getting way better sleep than I was before.
Great. So. Oh, well, that's key. A fantastic, obviously you got the right audience on that one. Wow. Well, one, I acknowledge you for really just taking on your health and with gusto and then creating this kind of accountability support network. And, you know, not just anyone, but people that are really certainly skilled in this area. And certainly it sounds like you're in the thick of transforming your health as we speak. And so thank you for sharing about that, because it's so important to share that vulnerably, because we're all on this journey figuring things out. And so, you know, it's really provide something. So that's amazing. And I guess that would also bring me to my last question is, what has been your biggest sleep aha moment or change to your sleep game, which you might have already addressed, but if you have any other thoughts on that.
Yeah. Most of the things I spouted earlier were from this 100 days. It was from diving in to figure out, okay, I need to attack this, because I'm like waking up with a stomach ache with like 4 hours of sleep every night. It's bad.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, it's going all the way into like a sleep nurse where we're trying to figure out ways, like with our kids, like we're not letting them in the bed. Like we get all these things with the kids, all these things with my mental health. Like I did 40 years of Zen.
Oh, great. Yep. Sure.
Like a whole week of trauma work and resets and forgiveness. Amazing. And helping my brain shut down. Cause I realized I had all these nodes. They did 8,000 brain scans on my brain. And as a high functioning entrepreneur, I was in high beta and delta all day, every day. And I had zero alpha and theta, which is connected to love and peace and rest. Mm. I could not shut off my brain. They said I was off the charts in fight or flight, survival mode, problem solving mode, strategy mode, all where the entrepreneurs live.
Yes, where they live.
Because that's how my life
is. It's your home.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So my sleep has probably improved greater since that than most anything.
Yeah.
Is learning to shut it off. Like literally like getting myself into a meditative space where I'm safe, I'm free, I'm loved. I have an ever expanding heart for others. Like saying that mantra to myself 5 times and picturing myself in a very safe space. What it does is it increases those alpha and theta waves that are connected to love and creativity and freedom and rest and peace. And it shuts down those high beta delta waves that are connected to fight or flight response. And so doing that, just that little exercise, puts my body into much more of a maintenance mode, rest.
Wow. Well, so well said. Thank you so much for sharing all of that, because many people can relate to where you've been and where you're at and hopefully where you're, of course, going with your sleep, which is very exciting. And then, so, you know, I'm sure you piqued interest in this conversation. So how can people learn more about you, about the company, what you guys are up to, all these cool things coming? Let us know.
Yeah. So happy.com, HAPBEE.com, and then /sleep is a skill for your audience.
Yes.
We'll give you guys a discount just as a thank you to everyone for listening. And then if you want to go to happy.com/100 days, so 100 days, you can see my journey.
Oh, cool.
That I've been going on with daily use of stats, and you can see my hourly like metabolic score, and everything's linked. Like my whoop is linked, my aura is linked, my constant glucose is linked. So, and I'm going to keep that going because that thing's keeping me alive. I'm down 14 pounds. I lost 1.5% body fat. I'm like the healthiest. I feel healthier than I've been in a long time in the midst of more work and more chaos. So I'm not going to stop anytime soon. I'm on day 70 and I'm going. I'm like you. This is like a mission.
Yes, I love that. Well, and the transparency is so exciting and enrolling for people to see. And then for you too, the up that kind of accountability from a visual perspective, that's amazing. So cool. Well, this has been an amazing conversation. I so appreciate you taking the time again. I know that you're juggling a lot of things, so it does not go unnoticed. And I just really, really appreciate what you're creating, what you're bringing to the world, and looking forward to more. And I'm looking forward to testing it out tonight.
Yeah, enjoy. We can't wait to follow up with you and get your
absolutely
response. Thanks, Molly.
I will certainly share. All right, bye.
Thanks.
You've been listening to the Sleep is a Skill podcast, the #1 podcast for people who want to take their sleep skills to the next level. Every Monday, I send out something that I call Molly's Monday Obsessions, containing everything that I'm obsessing over in the world of sleep. Head on over to sleepisaskill.com to sign up.